This is episode 1582. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here showing up for yourself as you do one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself today, and that is to meditate. In today's episode, you will discover a meditation technique you can do today to help you declutter your mind from stress and overwhelm. And you'll do this by feeling more grounded. Our theme this week we're exploring all week long is all about decluttering your mind. And whatever seems to be occupying your mind and distracting your mind these days, consider the last time you really focused on what matters most in your life. In yesterday's episode, you were guided as you focused on an intention and setting goals and priorities. Well, in today's episode, as you consider what your main goals and priorities are, and having this intention is like tossing a stone in a pond, generating ripples that extend throughout your life. So when you are focused on what matters most to you, you can enjoy the ripple effect in other areas of your life. But as you consider your goals and priorities, take care not to do something. And this may be a little surprising to you to hear me say this, but take care not to overdo it with scheduling and creating to-do lists as you focus on your goals and priorities. And the reason is because those are just actions. And what can happen, and often does happen, is you become focused on doing rather than on being. And so you miss a lot in your life. And when you're focused on doing, on checking off everything on your to-do list and making sure that your whole week is scheduled to the max, this isn't necessarily going to get you the results you want, because it doesn't allow for you to be in the moment, because you really don't know what each moment to moment is going to look like. And so when you overschedule yourself, of course, some things you do need to schedule so that they happen. But even those things that you do schedule, allow yourself to be open to what may come your way. I have two friends who are very successful in their work careers, and they are very scheduled. I often come across things they might enjoy doing or even try to make plans with them, and inevitably they tell me, oh, you know, I already have my schedule made out, or I can't because I'm doing this already. And they have their schedules made out a year in advance. They have tickets to events purchased, reservations at restaurants scheduled, trips planned, hotel rooms booked. And there is not a lot of room for them simply to be. Their schedule owns them. And in fact, neither of these women, despite their material success, they have lots of friends and activities. They always have something going on. They're not truly happy. And they often say they feel as though life is just passing them by. So take care to allow yourself to have faith that whatever you focus your intention on will indeed work out. It will happen. Having faith and hope because you're not really sure what each moment will bring you is a beautiful quality. And when you develop faith and hope in your life, you'll find that your thoughts become uncluttered because you're focused on your intention, on what matters most to you. And you're also focused on having faith that it will fall into place just the way it should. So this can seem completely different from what you're used to doing as you approach goals or priorities in your life. So schedule less and have more faith in what life brings to you. So settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. Our full half-hour guided meditations are on our Sip and Om meditation app. It's a new app we released. You can try out the Android or the iOS Apple version. We have both versions, so you are covered if you would like to explore meditation on a deeper level. And this is an app you can have access to, the full app, for 2 weeks free, along with the daily guided meditations focused on a weekly theme, just as we do here. You also receive a journal that is customized for the week's theme and a guide with all the techniques for the week organized for you. This is called the Sip and Om meditation app. Sip is for the tea we offer. Om is for the meditation. So as you close your eyes and sit up straight and begin to relax your mind and your body, visualize your coccyx, or the very base of your tailbone. This is where your first chakra is. It impacts your legs, your hips, your feet. And bring to mind ways you feel grounded. You could visualize yourself as a tree with roots stretching into the ground, firmly holding you in place, each root representing a value in your life. And as you focus on what matters most, your values, feel those qualities spreading out throughout your entire being, just as a stone tossed into a pond extends ripples throughout the water surrounding it. Continue meditating, allowing yourself to simply be. You are so worth slowing down for.